Johnny, another successful sale of champions here at the Ohio State Fair.
Isn't that something? You know, this is just fun stuff, Dave, and the fact that the business come out and from all over Ohio, they come out, and even, well, with Myers out of the state to come in and support these boys and girls in the fashion that they do. I think part of it is the fact that they understand why, because these are good kids. Number one, they really are. And these are the kind that these people want to hire at some point in time. So what better way to support them than do it here at the Sale Champions?
Johnny, you had several first-time buyers at this year's sale.
As well as first-time exhibitors. And see, that's the cool part. It's the first time for every one of these boys and girls to be in the Sale Champions. They've never been, their families never before. So that was exciting. And because of that, that generates some personal one-on-one relationships with these families that they bring in new buyers and they partner up. And sometimes they don't even partner up. Mr. Kwame, you know, he decided just to hoof it himself three times. And so that's fun. It really is.
There were two instances. You go all out for all the kids, but there were two special instances in this sale ring today that touched you.
There was the two steers, those kids and those families. It's not just the kid, it's the families that, because I know the amount of work that it takes to get these animals to this area of competition. I mean, this is big time. And these cattle that won this thing, I mean, they could have won anywhere in the United States. I mean, they're that good. They are really that good. And I know your Indiana friends and my Illinois friends and the Oklahoma friends, they say, well, not so. But I'm telling you, these calves would have stood the competition. But it's because I work with these people. And I watch them grow up. And I watch the families grow up. And it really does get to you. And I've watched this Clark family for years and years. And to finally get to, it was an honor to sell their reserve champion steer. It really was.
You were sitting with me at the announcer's stand when that one class of steers came in on Saturday, and your first comment when they walked in was, wow.
Wow. And I kind of warned you that this was going to be the class, but, you know, it was one of those things that when you actually saw the class physically walk in the ring, that's what it was. Wow. I mean, it really, and that's where this champion came out of, was this particular class. And then, you know, I always told my kids, you know, back when we were showing, that if you want to win a big time show or a county fair, you got to win a really tough class, because then when you get to that division, that weighs a lot on that judge's mind. And I'm sure that helped Brooke last night when it come time to pick champion, because it was so close between Brooke and Maddie as to who is going to be Granham Reserve.
Take just a moment. These kids that were in the sale ring benefit, but the neat thing about the program here in the state of Ohio is that all of the kids in all areas of the state fair competitions benefit.
They benefit, and that's what's fun about in the beginning of the sale today. I can't even tell you how many boys and girls there was involved that they came across the stage, that they all were scholarship winners, and that is all beneficiary from this sale of champions towards next year's fair. Everybody that got money this year was from last year's sale, and it covers the whole gamut of all 4-H projects, not just the livestock. I mean, it gets into sewing and cooking and woodworking and photography and you name it. If there's a category here, they're eligible for these scholarships. And that's what's wonderful about in Ohio, that we take care of them out of this sale of champions. So I guess, Dave, I always thought that it's still production agriculture that's still taking care of the state, and this is our one day a year that we get to showcase production agriculture, and we're very thankful for that. We really are. But it just goes to prove that production agriculture still takes care of everybody else.